Earth and Sky.
I want people to remember that combining the satellite remote sensing technology and public health research can generate great benefits to the entire society, I would say.
You're listening to Yang Liu at the Harvard School of Public Health, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Studies have linked air pollution from tiny particles called aerosols to human diseases, including heart problems and asthma. Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson spoke with Dr. Liu about how satellites in space can provide scientists and medical researchers with information they need on air pollution and human health.
Can you tell me what are aerosols and where do they come from?
Aerosols in general refer to airborne particles, either solid or liquid. They have anthropogenic sources or man-made sources and biogenic or natural sources. So, for example, the man-made sources include fossil fuel combustions, vehicle emissions, power plants. Biogenic sources include windblown dust, for example, from the Gobi Desert or from the Sahara Desert. Also, if you're near the seashore, you also have those sea breeze, those sea salt aerosols. Those are the natural sources.
So what is the threat to public health from aerosols?
There have been studies related to exposure to aerosols for the last almost three decades. So people have found a strong and consistent relationship between exposure to aerosols and some quite adverse health effects, such as increased mortality, cardiovascular diseases and pulmonary diseases, and also some minor effects like asthma. Aerosols, by their sizes, are relatively small. For the so-called fine particles, or PM2.5, they are particles smaller than 2.5 micrometers in size. So they penetrate very deeply into our lungs. Our natural mechanisms, such as our nose, our upper air tract, cannot stop them. And once they enter the lung, they serve as carriers of some toxic substance on top of them. And other theories include they themselves, by their sheer mass, can cause problems.
So how do you think that the public health community could benefit from satellite monitoring?
Yeah. Satellites are, to the community of public health, it's a very new kind of information source. It produces something that is quite different and unique. That is, satellites naturally have very wide spatial coverage and usually pretty long mission lives. So the data it produces now, it's so-called the aerial data. So it measures something, it measures a quantity in a small area instead of the ground measurements, which is basically a point measurement. So this kind of information supplements the existing ground-based monitoring networks to provide a more complete picture of the air pollution episodes and the spatial and temporal trends of particle pollution.
So how could instruments on NASA's satellites work to monitor aerosols?
Well, currently, the Terra satellite carries two instruments. One is called MISER, the other is called MODIS. These two instruments are specifically designed to monitor tropospheric aerosols. Okay, and they're both on a polar orbiting satellite, and they have global coverages. And at the current stage, we are trying to evaluate the data product from MISER and MODIS. The parameter is called aerosol optical depth. We're trying to link this parameter to something that we're more familiar with, namely the mass concentrations of either PM2.5 or PM10, because that's what we have been traditionally used in the public health community as a measure of pollution levels.
And can you describe what PM2.5 and PM10 mean?
Okay. PM2.5 means particles, airborne particles, smaller than 2.5 micrometers in diameter. It's also known as fine particles. PM10 is particles smaller than 10 micrometers in diameter, also known as coarse particles.
Where would we find the difference between those and the way we understand air pollution?
Well, they behave very differently. Because the fine particles, or PM2.5, are very small, so they stay in the air longer, so they can travel to a longer distance. And also, half of the fine particles are actually generated in the air by photochemical reactions. On the other hand, PM10 are mostly generated by mechanical, of course, PM10 contains PM2.5. But a substantial proportion of PM10 is generated by mechanical processes, and they're heavier. So they don't travel that far, and usually the coarse part of PM10, or the larger particles included in this definition of PM10, can be intercepted by our nose and by our upper air tract. So they behave quite differently.
What have you found so far in your research?
To me, only these two instruments are not enough, because we need other pieces of information to link those satellite measurements to ground-level air pollution levels. For example, both MODIS and MISER actually measures the particle abundance in the entire atmospheric column, so from the surface integrated up to the top of the atmosphere. But what a public health researcher is interested in is actually the pollution level near the surface. We don't care about pollution levels, say, 5 kilometers above the ground, okay? So you have to somehow take into consideration how the particles are distributed vertically. The MODIS and MISER currently don't provide this information. So a ideal monitoring program, to me, has to be a combination of the wide spatial coverage of MODIS, the rich information from MISER, and the vertical distribution information provided from other satellite sensors.
That was Yang Liu, a research associate in the Department of Environmental Health at the Harvard School of Public Health. Our thanks today to NASA's Terra mission, helping us better understand and protect our home planet. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.